If you could just tell me your name and then a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm Ginny Hiltz, Virginia, whichever way you want to put it. I've been coming to Old Home Day for 40 years because I met my husband here in Gilmanton, and he lives just down over the hill, so his family got me very quickly involved in Old Home Day.
So about 40 years ago, do you remember what Old Home Day was like back then?
A little bit. Before we had the cabinets in the supply in the cookhouse, we used to use all the regular silverware from people's homes that had been brought in, and we used to have to come up 3 4 days early and get them all out of boxes. And because we didn't have a way of keeping critters out of the cookhouse, we had to clean that cookhouse from top to bottom and wash everything before we could use it. So it used to be a real difficult job of washing everything first, then preparing, and then washing after.
Afterwards, right? Yeah, I know it was interesting, to think about that the dishes were not, they were, regular dishes that you had to wash, and must have been a lot more work back then.
It was. But you had people that dearly loved to work on it because they were committed to Old Home Day and they enjoyed coming and working together. It was a lot of the local community around.
Have you been involved in the bean dinner from the beginning, or when did you first do that?
I first started waitressing, and then Sybil Bryant, who is a very dear friend of the Hiltz family, got me involved coming into the cookhouse to help in the kitchen. And in 1981, she asked if I'd take over as chairperson, and I said, no way. I didn't want to be in charge. And unfortunately, I didn't go to the fall meeting, and I got a postcard in the mail saying that I had been elected as the chairperson.
Well, that's
So I
funny.
met with Sybil, and I told her, I said, I will co-chair with you. So for a couple of years, we co-chaired, and then she gradually, because of health reasons, she gradually came out to the grounds, and I stayed in. So since about 1982, I've been chairing the dinner.
What do you think are the differences between today's Old Home Day and the whole Old Home Days of the past?
Of course, it's enlarged. I mean, there's a lot more people that come. We're serving a lot more.
Oh,
When
cool.
we first started, we only had two holes for the beans, two pots, and we enlarged to three, and now we have four. So
Wow.
I'm so busy over there in the cookhouse, I don't get around. So, like, people will ask me about Gilmanton Old Home Day, and I said, all I can tell you about is the dinner. I really don't see much of the activity itself.
Oh, that's too bad.
But yeah, it is.
Can you tell me a bit about where you went to school when you were younger?
I grew up in Belmont,
Belmont,
right
okay.
next door,
Sure.
and became a teacher. And I taught school for 33 years. And then when I married my husband, Angus, we moved to Gilmanton, and I've lived here for 40 years with him. But he's a native. He's lived here all his life, just down over the hill from the where I'm sitting.
What are your favorite parts about Gilmington?
Oh, I love the church. I am involved with the Gilmanton Community Church and the activities there. I like the country. My most favorite spot is top of Frisky Hill, either looking out towards the lake or looking off towards the mountains. I just love it up there.
Oh, that's nice.
And
Did you do you travel a lot these days now that you live in Gilmington? Do you travel around or do you stay around here?
I wish I could say I travel a lot, but I don't. I can't get
Oh.
my husband to go very far. Although our son has moved out to Utah, so we have taken a couple of trips out to Utah
Sure.
to see him. But hopefully, when I fully retire, we'll get in a little traveling. But I haven't traveled much
Well,
now.
good luck. Do you recognize any familiar faces from years ago that are here today?
Like I say, I haven't had a chance to get around much
Right,
today,
yeah.
but the people that go sit down to eat the meal, I try. One of my favorite things to do is to go to each table and say hello and hope everything's going
Oh,
well.
that's
So
good.
I do see some people from the past that are nice. My husband, I know, met friends of his and went to school with him, and he hadn't seen them for a long time. And I know that's a fun part of Old Home Day, is coming back with
Seeing
the
everyone.
with your past and getting a chance to chat.
Yep. Can you think of any memories of Gilmington or years ago that you'd like to share?
Well, I'd like to share about the beanhole bean dinner.
Sure.
Sybil was a sweetheart, and Arnold Wells, and they were both my trainers. And my first year of doing the beans in the cookhouse, preparing them, Sybil initiated me. And she made me mix the molasses and the brown sugar with, she made me wash my hands up to my elbows, and then she made me get into this big pot and mix it all up by hand. I almost, she's standing there laughing her head off and croaking as I'm trying to mix it up.
Oh, that's funny.
And so that was my initiation. After that, she told me I didn't have to do it that way again.
A little hazing.
And then another fond memory of working in the kitchen is we have old stoves in there, very mm-hmm. old, and they're gas. And Arnold Wells, bless his heart, always started my stoves for me because I don't like gas. And I said, I don't know anything about these old things, so you start. And Sybil was standing by the stove, and he lit the stove, and popped out. The flame came out. And so we used to kid her about she never had to shave her legs after that. We singed them for sure. He lost his toupee a couple of times when he opened up the pits.
My goodness. Who's been in the kitchen the longest? Who's been around?
Who's been there the longest?
Or who was some long time?
Besides myself, I'd say Ida Hobbs comes every year to work. Gigi Chafee, she's been my pie cutter since way back when I started. Lorraine Buchholz has worked a number of years. Can't think. Mm-hmm. We try to recruit new people because some of us are getting burnt out.
Okay. Any other thoughts and memories you'd like to share?
No, I guess.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It's very interesting to hear from a perspective of the kitchen for the bean dinner. Well, thank you so much for coming.
All righty.